Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. It's Alex, your friendly neighborhood wellness coach, coming at you with another episode of our health and wellness podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart, and I bet close to yours too, the incredible power of social connections and how they impact our health. You know that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you're hanging out with your best friend or laughing with family? Well, it turns out that feeling is doing a whole lot more for you than just putting a smile on your face. It's actually a health booster in disguise. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, I barely have time to eat a proper lunch, let alone maintain a thriving social life. Trust me, I get it. Our lives are busier than ever, and sometimes it feels like we're just trying to keep our heads above water. But here's the thing. Making time for social connections isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have for our overall well-being. Think about it this way. When was the last time you felt truly uplifted after scrolling through social media for an hour? Now compare that to how you feel after a good chat with a friend, even if it's just a quick coffee catch-up. Big difference, right? Here's a little nugget of wisdom that blew my mind when I first heard it. Studies have shown that people with strong social ties have a 50% higher chance of living longer, regardless of age, health status, or other factors. 50%. That's like getting a free health upgrade just for being a good friend. But it's not just about longevity. Having solid social connections can boost your mental health, reduce stress, and even improve your immune system. It's like having a secret weapon against life's challenges. Now, I know building and maintaining relationships isn't always easy, especially in our fast-paced world. But don't worry, we're going to dive into some practical, totally doable strategies to enhance your social connections throughout this episode. Whether you're an introvert, an extrovert, or somewhere in between, there's something here for everyone. So are you ready to supercharge your health by tapping into the power of your social circle? Stick around, because we're about to embark on a journey that could transform not just your social life, but your overall health and happiness. Trust me, your future self will thank you for tuning in today. Remember, a stronger social network means a stronger you. Let's get connected. All right, let's dive into the juicy stuff. How social connections can be a game changer for your mental health. You know that feeling when you're having a rough day and then you get a text from a friend that just makes you smile? That's not just a momentary mood lift. It's your mental health getting a little boost. Here's the scoop. Strong social connections are like a natural antidepressant. They can significantly reduce your risk of depression and anxiety. It's not just me saying this. The research backs it up big time. When we connect with others, our brains release feel-good chemicals like oxytocin and serotonin. It's like a little party in your head, and everyone's invited. But it's not just about prevention. If you're already dealing with mental health challenges, having a solid support network can be crucial for your recovery journey. I remember when I was going through a tough time a few years back, and it was the consistent support from my friends that really helped me turn things around. They didn't have to do anything extraordinary. Just being there, listening, and occasionally dragging me out for a walk made a world of difference. Now, I can almost hear some of you thinking, "But Alex, I'm an introvert. Socializing drains me." And that's totally valid. The good news is, it's not about the quantity of your social interactions, but the quality. Even a few close, meaningful relationships can provide that mental health boost we're talking about. Here's a little trick I like to use. Think of your social connections as a mental health savings account. Every positive interaction, no matter how small, is like making a deposit. A quick catch-up call, a thoughtful text, or even a smile exchanged with a neighbor, it all adds up. And when you're having a tough day, you can draw from that account to help you through. One of the coolest things about strong social connections is how they can actually change the way your brain works over time. Regular positive social interactions can help improve your cognitive function and even reduce the risk of cognitive decline as you age. It's like a workout for your brain, but way more fun than doing crossword puzzles. So, next time you're tempted to cancel plans because you're feeling a bit low, remember this. Pushing through and connecting with others might be exactly what your mental health needs. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. Your mind and your future self will thank you for it. Remember, folks, investing in your social connections is investing in your mental health. It's one of the most powerful and, dare I say, enjoyable ways to take care of your mind. So, who are you going to reach out to today? Now, let's talk about something that might surprise you: how your social life can actually impact your physical health. I know, it sounds a bit out there, right? But stick with me, because this is where things get really interesting. You see, our bodies and minds are connected in ways we're only beginning to understand. And it turns out, those connections we make with others, they're not just good for our mental health, they're giving our physical health a serious boost too. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a fun dinner party with your closest friends. You're laughing, sharing stories, and just having a great time. What you might not realize is that your body is busy behind the scenes, strengthening your immune system, lowering your blood pressure, and even reducing inflammation. It's like your body's way of saying, "Hey, this social stuff is pretty good for me." But it's not just about those fun moments. Having strong social connections can actually help protect you against some pretty serious health issues. We're talking reduced risk of heart disease, stroke, and even dementia. It's like having a secret shield against some of life's toughest health challenges. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, are you saying I can skip the gym and just hang out with my friends instead? Well, not exactly. Sorry, folks. But here's the cool part. Having a strong social network can actually motivate you to make healthier choices. Think about it. When you've got a workout buddy or a friend who's into healthy cooking, you're more likely to stick to those good habits, right? I remember when I first started my wellness journey, it was tough going it alone. But once I connected with a group of like-minded people, everything changed. We'd share healthy recipes, go for hikes together, and even have friendly competitions to see who could hit their step goals. Suddenly, taking care of my physical health wasn't a chore. It was fun. Here's another fascinating tidbit. Studies have shown that people with stronger social ties have a 50% increased likelihood of survival, regardless of age, sex, or health status. That's huge. It's like your social connections are giving you a longevity boost. But here's the kicker. It's not just about having a ton of acquaintances. It's about the quality of your relationships. Those deep, meaningful connections are where the real health benefits lie. So it's not about being the most popular person at the party. It's about nurturing those relationships that truly matter to you. So next time you're debating whether to go out with friends or stay in, remember this. Choosing to connect could be one of the best things you do for your physical health. It's like a two-for-one deal. You get to enjoy great company and give your body a health boost at the same time. Who knew that chatting with a friend could be as good for you as eating your vegetables? Okay, maybe not quite, but you get the idea. Your social life isn't just about having fun. It's a vital part of your overall health strategy. So, go ahead. Make that coffee date or plan that group hike. Your body will thank you for it. All right, let's talk about something we all deal with but wish we didn't have to. Stress. We've all been there, right? Deadlines piling up, to-do lists getting longer, and suddenly you feel like you're drowning in a sea of responsibilities. But what if I told you that your social connections could be your life raft in these stormy waters? Here's the deal. Strong social connections are like your personal stress-busting squad. When you're surrounded by people who care about you, it's like having a buffer between you and the stressors of life. It's not that your problems magically disappear, but somehow they feel more manageable. Think about the last time you were stressed out and a friend called to check in on you. Did you feel a little bit lighter after that conversation? That's your social connections working their magic. When we share our worries with others, it's like we're offloading some of that stress. It's not just in your head. Studies have shown that social support can actually lower cortisol levels, our body's stress hormone. But it's not just about having someone to vent to. Our social connections can also provide us with different perspectives on our problems. I remember a time when I was stressing about a work project, convinced it was going to be a disaster. A quick chat with a friend helped me see things from a different angle, and suddenly, the project didn't seem so daunting anymore. Now let's talk about overall well-being. You know that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you're surrounded by people you love? That's not just a nice sensation. It's your well-being getting a serious boost. Social connections give us a sense of belonging, purpose, and self-worth. It's like having a constant reminder that you matter and that you're part of something bigger than yourself. Here's a little exercise I like to do. At the end of each day, I think about one positive social interaction I had, no matter how small. Maybe it was a laugh shared with a coworker, a kind word from a stranger, or a heartfelt conversation with a family member. Focusing on these moments not only improves my mood, but also reminds me of the wonderful connections in my life. But what about those times when you're feeling overwhelmed and the last thing you want to do is be social? I get it, trust me. Sometimes, when stress hits, our instinct is to isolate ourselves. But here's the thing, that's often when we need our connections the most. It doesn't have to be a big social event. Sometimes, just reaching out to one person can make a world of difference. Remember, your social connections are like a wellspring of positive energy. They can lift you up when you're down, celebrate your successes, and help you navigate life's challenges. So next time stress starts creeping in, don't face it alone. Lean on your social network. Share a laugh, have a heart-to-heart, or simply enjoy the comfort of being around people who care about you. Your stress levels will thank you, and your overall sense of well-being will soar. After all, life's too short to go it alone, especially when you've got an amazing network of people ready to support you. So, who are you going to reach out to today to give your well-being a little boost? Now, let's talk about something that's become increasingly common in our digital age, social isolation. It's a bit of a heavy topic, but it's so important that we shine a light on it. You know that feeling when you've been stuck inside for days, maybe working from home or binge-watching your favorite show, and suddenly you realize you haven't had a real conversation with anyone in ages? That's social isolation creeping in, and it can be more dangerous than we might think. Here's the thing, humans are wired for connection. We're not meant to be lone wolves. When we're cut off from meaningful social interactions for extended periods, it's not just loneliness we're dealing with. It's a whole host of potential health issues. Let me break it down for you. Prolonged social isolation can lead to increased risks of depression, anxiety, and even cognitive decline. It's like your brain is a muscle that needs the exercise of social interaction to stay healthy. Without it, things can start to get a bit fuzzy. But it's not just your mental health that takes a hit. Social isolation can mess with your physical health, too. It can disrupt your sleep patterns, elevate your blood pressure, and even increase inflammation in your body. It's like your whole system gets out of whack when you're not connecting with others regularly. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I'm an introvert. I like my alone time, and that's totally valid. Being an introvert doesn't mean you're automatically at risk for social isolation. It's about finding the right balance for you. Even introverts need some level of meaningful social connection to thrive. Here's a personal story. A few years ago, I went through a period where I was working crazy hours on a project. I thought I was being productive by cutting out all social activities. But after a few weeks, I noticed I was feeling irritable, having trouble sleeping, and just not feeling like myself. It wasn't until I forced myself to reconnect with friends that I started feeling better. It was a wake-up call for me about the importance of maintaining social connections, even when life gets busy. One of the trickiest things about social isolation is that it can sneak up on you. In our hyper-connected digital world, it's easy to fool ourselves into thinking we're socially active because we're constantly online. But likes and comments aren't a substitute for real, face-to-face interactions. They're like snacking on social junk food when your body needs a proper meal. So what can we do to combat social isolation? It starts with awareness. Pay attention to how much meaningful social interaction you're getting. If you find yourself going days without a real conversation, it might be time to make some changes. Reach out to friends or family, even if it's just for a quick chat. Join a club or group that aligns with your interests. Volunteer in your community. And remember, quality matters more than quantity. A few deep, meaningful connections can do more for your well-being than 100 superficial ones. The bottom line is this: social isolation isn't just about feeling lonely. It's a serious health concern that we need to take seriously. So let's make a pact, shall we? Let's commit to prioritizing our social connections, not just for the joy they bring, but for the vital role they play in our overall health and well-being. Remember, you're not alone in this. If you're feeling isolated, reach out. There's a whole world of connections waiting for you, and your health will thank you for it. So, what's one small step you can take today to strengthen your social connections? All right, let's get practical. We've talked about why social connections are so important, but how do we actually go about building and strengthening them? Don't worry, I've got you covered with some strategies that even the busiest of us can implement. First up, let's talk about shared interests. You know that hobby you're passionate about? Whether it's knitting, rock climbing, or binge-watching obscure documentaries, there's probably a group out there full of people who love it just as much as you do. Joining a club or attending workshops related to your interests is a great way to meet like-minded folks. And hey, even if you're shy, you've already got a built-in conversation starter. Now, here's a strategy that's close to my heart: community involvement. Volunteering is an amazing way to connect with others while also making a positive impact. It's like a double whammy of feel-good vibes. Plus, working towards a common goal alongside others can create bonds that last long after the volunteer work is done. But what if you're more of a homebody? No problem. In this digital age, we have so many ways to connect. Online forums, virtual book clubs, or even multiplayer games can be great ways to build connections from the comfort of your own home. Just remember, the goal is to eventually transition some of these online connections into real-world interactions when you're ready. Here's a little tip I love. Start small. If the idea of attending a big social gathering feels overwhelming, begin with one-on-one interactions. Invite a coworker for coffee or catch up with an old friend over the phone. These smaller interactions can help build your social confidence and pave the way for broader connections. Now, let's talk about deepening existing relationships. It's not just about making new connections. It's also about nurturing the ones we already have. Set aside dedicated time for the important people in your life. It could be a weekly phone call with a family member or a monthly dinner date with a friend. Consistency is key here. And here's something we often forget: be a good listener. In our eagerness to connect, we sometimes forget to really hear what others are saying. Practice active listening. Give your full attention, ask follow-up questions, and show genuine interest. It's amazing how much deeper your connections can become when people feel truly heard. For those of you who struggle with social anxiety, and trust me, you're not alone, here's a strategy that's worked wonders for many. Practice self-compassion. Remember, everyone feels awkward sometimes. Be kind to yourself. Take small steps and celebrate your progress, no matter how small it might seem. Oh, and here's a fun one. Create traditions. Whether it's a monthly game night with friends, an annual holiday party, or even a weekly virtual catch-up, having regular social events gives you something to look forward to and helps cement your social bonds. Lastly, don't underestimate the power of small, everyday interactions. Chat with your barista, strike up a conversation with a neighbor, or compliment a stranger. These brief connections may seem insignificant, but they can brighten your day and potentially lead to more meaningful relationships down the line. Remember, building social connections is a skill, and like any skill, it takes practice. Don't get discouraged if it feels challenging at first. Keep at it, be patient with yourself, and before you know it, you'll have a thriving social network that supports and enriches your life in ways you never imagined. So, which of these strategies resonates with you? Why not challenge yourself to try one this week? Your future, more socially connected self will thank you for it. All right, folks, let's tackle the elephant in the room. Those pesky barriers that can make social interaction feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. We all face them, but the good news is we can overcome them too. First up, let's talk about the social anxiety monster. I get it. Putting yourself out there can feel scarier than watching a horror movie alone at midnight. But here's a little trick I've learned. Start small. Instead of diving into a big party, try a one-on-one coffee date with a friend. It's like dipping your toe in the social pool before cannonballing in. And remember, most people are too busy worrying about themselves to notice if you're feeling anxious. Now, for all you busy bees out there saying, "Alex, I barely have time to breathe, let alone socialize," I hear you. But here's the thing. Social connections don't always need a huge time commitment. It could be as simple as sending a quick, thoughtful text to a friend during your coffee break. Or how about turning your daily walk into a chance to catch up with a buddy over the phone? It's all about finding those little pockets of time and making them count. Let's address the digital elephant while we're at it. Yes, technology is amazing, but it can also be a major roadblock to real-life connections. We've all been there, scrolling through social media instead of making actual plans. Try this. For every hour you spend on social media, challenge yourself to have a 10-minute real conversation with someone. It's like a social connection tax, but way more fun. Here's a personal story. A couple of years ago, I realized I was using "I'm too tired" as my go-to excuse to avoid social situations. Sound familiar? So I made a pact with myself to say yes to at least one social invitation a week, even if I was tempted to stay in my comfy pajamas. Was it always easy? Nope. But did it lead to some amazing connections and memories? Absolutely. For my introverted friends out there, I see you. Social interactions can feel like they're draining your life force faster than a smartphone battery. The key is to find your sweet spot. Maybe for you, it's meeting a friend for a quiet coffee rather than a noisy party. Or perhaps it's setting a time limit on social outings so you know you have time to recharge. Remember, it's about quality, not quantity. Now, let's talk about the fear of rejection. It's like that annoying pop-up ad that keeps coming back no matter how many times you close it. But here's the truth. Most people are flattered when you reach out. And if someone doesn't reciprocate, well, that's their loss. You're awesome, and the right connections will recognize that. For those dealing with cultural or language barriers, kudos to you for putting yourself out there. It takes guts. Look for language exchange groups or cultural events in your area. Most people appreciate the effort you're making to connect, even if there are a few language fumbles along the way. Lastly, if you're struggling with depression or other mental health challenges that make socializing feel impossible, please don't hesitate to reach out for professional help. There's no shame in getting the support you need to navigate these waters. Remember, overcoming barriers to social interaction is like learning to ride a bike. It might be wobbly at first, but with practice, you'll be cruising along before you know it. So, what's one small step you can take this week to knock down a social barrier? Maybe it's sending that text you've been putting off, or saying hi to your neighbor. Whatever it is, go for it. Your future, more connected self will thank you. Now, who's ready to break down some barriers and build some awesome connections? Let's do this. All right, health enthusiasts, we've come to the end of our journey exploring the incredible power of social connections. Let's take a moment to reflect on everything we've covered and tie it all together. We've learned that investing in relationships isn't just about having a good time, although that's definitely a perk. It's about actively improving our mental and physical health. Think of it this way. Every meaningful interaction, every laugh shared with a friend, every heart-to-heart conversation, they're all deposits in your health savings account. And trust me, the interest on those deposits is better than any bank could offer. Remember how we talked about social connections being a natural stress buster and mood lifter? Well, it's not just feel-good talk. It's science. By nurturing our relationships, we're essentially giving ourselves a health boost that no supplement can match. It's like having a secret weapon against life's challenges, right in our social circle. Now, I know we've covered a lot of ground, from the mental health benefits to the physical impacts, and even strategies for building stronger connections. But here's the bottom line. Investing in relationships is one of the most powerful and, dare I say, enjoyable ways to take care of your overall health. Think about it. When was the last time your doctor prescribed more quality time with friends as part of your wellness plan? Well, consider this podcast your prescription. Whether it's calling an old friend, joining a club, or simply chatting with your neighbor, every step you take towards stronger social connections is a step towards better health. I want to challenge each of you to make a commitment today. Pick one thing, just one small thing, that you can do this week to invest in your relationships. Maybe it's reaching out to someone you've lost touch with, or planning a fun activity with a friend. Whatever it is, do it with the knowledge that you're not just nurturing a relationship, you're nurturing your health. Remember, it's not about having a huge social network or being the life of the party. It's about quality connections that bring value and joy to your life. Even a few strong, meaningful relationships can make a world of difference to your well-being. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. In our quest for better health, we often focus on diet, exercise, and sleep, all important, of course. But let's not forget the powerful impact of human connection. It's the secret ingredient that can take your wellness journey from good to great. So here's to stronger connections, better health, and a happier you. Remember, every small step counts. You've got this, and your future, healthier self, will thank you for the investments you're making today. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of social connections and health. Until next time, keep connecting, keep growing, and keep thriving. And don't forget to visit our website, nutritionally.com, for more tips and insights on living your healthiest, happiest life. Take care, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and visit Nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.